Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Our most recent discussion has focused on a case study the Apostle Paul introduces into the text of Romans chapter 9, verses 10 down through at least verse 18. The case is that of Esau and his twin brother Jacob. The Bible states that before they were born, and therefore did anything good or bad, so that God's purpose, according to God's choice, would stand, not because of the works of Jacob or Esau, that God made a divine choice. He chose Jacob for salvation and redemption from sin. God did not do the same for Esau. And it is the norm for human beings to respond with something like this. That's not fair. It's not fair that before Jacob was born, he was chosen, and before Esau was born, he was not chosen. In order for God to be fair, he should have chosen both Jacob and Esau. But because God only chose Jacob, God was being unfair, and that's not right. Actually, our real problem is that God did not also choose Esau. We have no problems with God choosing Jacob, but we do take issue with God not also choosing his older brother Esau. In this, we sense a lack of fairness. How should we respond to this charge of a lack of fairness in God? Well, when we get into verse 14 of Romans 9, the next verse we want to look at, we learn that the Apostle Paul has already intercepted our objection. I pick up the reading of the Bible today at Romans chapter 9 and verse 14. What shall we say then? There is no injustice with God, is there? May it never be. Paul anticipates our objection, and he asks and answers, what shall we say then? How should we respond to what we have learned in verses 10 through 13? Is our reaction to say there is some injustice within God, that the Lord would choose Jacob and not Esau? Paul answers, there is no injustice with God, is there? May it never be. Those words, may it never be, are emphatic. The apostle says absolutely not. There is not injustice within holy God. Instead, Paul goes back to God's choice to do with each of us whatever God wants. And in the very next verse, Romans 9, verse 15, he cites the Old Testament. For God says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. This is a quotation from Exodus chapter 33, and because God says it, this is significant for our entire discussion on predestination and our attitude about it. The truth is, some people receive God's mercy and compassion. He predestines these people for salvation. Some people do not receive God's mercy and compassion. He does not predestinate those people for salvation. Jacob received God's mercy and compassion. Esau did not. But please, please notice, Esau did not receive God's injustice, because as Paul has said, there is no injustice with God. So what did Esau receive from God? He received God's justice. It is just that God punish Esau for his sins. It is merciful and compassionate that God save Jacob from his sins. Esau gets justice, Jacob gets mercy, but neither get injustice. We may still insist, this is not fair. But God has every right to do whatever God wants. The Lord is never obligated to be merciful and compassionate. If mercy and compassion were obligations, that would negate the fact that mercy and compassion are by definition free gifts of God to sinners well deserving of His just judgment. Romans 9:15. For God says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. This is God's final word on the subject. And of course, this does not support the alternative view of predestination we have under consideration. Instead, this verse supports the most biblical view we have had all along in these weeks together. Before the foundation of the world, the all-wise God makes His divine choice. He has mercy and compassion on some, predestinating them for salvation. And He does not have mercy and compassion on others, leaving them to their sinful desires and actions. And then the Apostle Paul hammers this truth home again in the next verse, Romans 9, verse 16. So then, it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy. Well, note this. This verse is the nail in the coffin of the alternative view. Does our salvation from sin depend on us and the decision we make? Do we get the glory for being saved because we have had the wisdom to choose Christ of our own free will? Is our election based on our good work of choosing Jesus Christ? Is it really that God from long ago has looked down the timeline of history and has seen us applying our will to choose Jesus, and then God said, well, I see he or she has chosen my son, so then I will choose him or her. No, no, no. Listen, God says this in his word to us. It does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy. This is very similar to verse 11, which said, not because of works, but because of him who calls. It is not because of the good work we do that we are saved. Salvation does not depend on we who will. Notice that, will. Salvation does not depend on we who run, but salvation depends on God who has mercy upon us. If God did not choose us, we would never choose him. As Jesus instructs us, you did not choose me, but I chose you. That's John 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Jacob did not choose God. God chose Jacob. And I would like to just remind you that Jacob desperately needed God to make this choice of him. If you think Jacob was a man who searched for God, if you think he was a young man who chose God and the things of God in his life like he was some kind of a saint, then you really need to get your Bible open to the book of Genesis and read his life's story. This was not a man on a quest to know God, to love and serve God. Jacob was conniving, a nasty deceiver. He planned evil against his brother and father. Frankly, reading Genesis, it is easy to become sympathetic to Esau. Jacob stole the blessing intended for Esau, and then, like a coward, Jacob ran. However, God caught up to him, and in two stunning encounters in particular, we read of how God actualized, in real time, his predetermined choice of Jacob. There was Jacob's dream given to him by God in Genesis chapter 28. and Jacob wrestling with God in Genesis chapter 32. Romans 9 tells us that God chose Jacob from before the beginning of the world. And then Genesis 28 and 32 tells us that God affirmed his predetermined choice in real history. Maybe you are new to the Bible and you do not know the story of Jacob and Esau. Maybe you have not read it in quite some time. Perhaps you need the refresher. Can I encourage you to do what I did this past weekend? Read Genesis chapters 25 through 36. That's Genesis chapters 25 through 36. Taking the short time to do this will really enhance your understanding of Romans 9 and what is being taught on this broadcast and podcast. Genesis 25 through 36 is not boring reading. Trust me, it's exciting and intriguing. And as the Bible always does, informs our understanding of this New Testament text. So I encourage you, rather than sitting later on and mindlessly scrolling through your phone, or watching people argue on a political news show, or gaming, or watching a sporting competition, or whatever, read the Bible, and you will find this was well worth your time. My point is this, derived from the text, the one brother God chose was no saint. Genesis makes clear, Jacob did not choose God, God chose Jacob. I'll say that again. As Genesis makes clear, Jacob did not choose God. God chose Jacob. Romans 9 is Paul's theology on the Genesis text. And so Paul also says that Jacob did not choose God. But God chose Jacob. Well, I hope we get it. We have one more verse of interest to us in Romans 9, and we will look at that tomorrow. I hope you will join us as together we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.